Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 398 for Wednesday, May 20th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished mostly weaker on Wednesday as spillover losses in Chicago soybeans and soy meal dragged canola lower. Canola was down $1.80 to $2.40, with the most active July contract down $2 at $458.30 per ton. European rapeseed futures were weaker, which contributed to the losses. Huge world supplies of soybeans added to the bearish tone. However, Malaysian palm oil and U.S. soy oil were firmer, which limited the losses. Slight gains in the Canadian dollar were also supportive, as it made canola more attractive to out-of-country buyers. Cold temperatures across western Canada this weekend also have raised the question whether any early seeded canola was damaged. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were down 5 to 7 cents, with the July contract down 6 at $9.40 per bushel. Values fell on follow-through selling following yesterday's losses. As well, the quick progression of planting in the U.S. and ideas of a record harvest were bearish. As most of the corn crop is now in the ground, ideas are circulating that any remaining acres could be switched out for soybeans. The ongoing soybean harvest in South America was bearish. Corn was 2 to 3 cents lower, with the most active July contract at $3.59 a bushel. Weather conditions don't appear to have done much damage to the corn crop yet, although there are forecasts calling for snow later this week in a corner of the Midwest. As well, there are continued worries over lessening demand for feeder corn due to the bird flu outbreak in the U.S. Good planting progress and a higher U.S. dollar also pushed prices lower. Wheat was mixed, with the July contract in Chicago up a cent at $5.11 a bushel, while the more deferred contracts were slightly below unchanged. Freezing temperatures were reported in the northern spring wheat areas of the U.S., but at this point it appears they did little damage. There are forecasts for a lot of rain in the U.S. southern plains later this week. Russia is selling wheat at a much cheaper price than the U.S. It appears Argentina is heading for a strike that could impact grain shipments to the ports. Job action has been set for June 9th. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, May 20th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.